Matthew chapter 9. And he entered into a boat, passed over, and came into his own city. And behold, they brought to him a man sick with the paralysis, lying on a bed, and Yeshua, seeing their faith, said to the sick of the paralysis, "Son, be of good cheer, your sins are forgiven." And behold, some of the scribes said within themselves, "This man blasphemes." And Yeshua, knowing their thoughts, said, "Why do you think evil in your hearts? For which is easier, to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Arise and walk'? But so that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins," then he says to the sick with the paralysis, "Arise, take up your bed, and go to your house." And he arose, and departed to his house. But when the multitude saw it, they marveled, and glorified Elohim, who had given such power to men. And as Yeshua was passing from there, he saw a man named Matthew, sitting at the receipt of custom, and he says to him, "Follow me." And he arose, and followed him. And it came to pass, as Yeshua sat at the table in the house, behold, many tax collectors and sinners came, and sat down with him, and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said to his disciples, "Why does your master eat with tax collectors and sinners?" But when Yeshua heard that, he said to them, "Those who are in health do not need a physician, but those who are sick do. But go and learn what that means: 'I will have mercy, and not sacrifice, for I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance.'" Then the disciples of John came to him, saying, "Why do we and the Pharisees fast often, but your disciples do not fast?" And Yeshua said to them, "Can the friends of the bridegroom mourn, as long as the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken from them, and then they will fast. No man puts a patch of new cloth to an old garment, for that which is put in to fill it up takes from the garment, and the rent is made worse. Neither do men put new wine into old bottles, or else the bottles break, and the wine runs out, and the bottles perish, but they put new wine into new bottles, and both are preserved." While he was speaking these things to them, behold, a certain ruler came and worshipped him, saying, "My daughter is even now dead, but come and lay your hand upon her, and she will live." And Yeshua arose and followed him, and so did his disciples. And behold, a woman who was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years, came behind him, and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, "If I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole." But Yeshua turned himself about, and when he saw her, he said, "Daughter, be of good comfort, your faith has made you whole." And the woman was made whole from that hour. And when Yeshua came into the ruler's house, and saw the minstrels and the people making a noise, he said to them, "Give place, for the maid is not dead, but sleeps." And they derided him. But when the people were put forth, he went in, and took her by the hand, and the maid arose. And the fame of this went abroad into all that land. And when Yeshua departed from there, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, "Son of David, have mercy on us." And when he had come into the house, the blind men came to him, and Yeshua says to them, "Do you believe that I am able to do this?" They said to him, "Yes, Master." Then he touched their eyes, saying, "According to your faith, it shall be done to you." And their eyes were opened, and Yeshua strictly charged them, saying, "See that no man knows it." But they, when they had departed, spread abroad his fame in all that country. As they went out, behold, they brought to him a mute man possessed with a devil. And when the devil was cast out, the mute spoke, and the multitudes marveled, saying, "Nothing has ever been seen like this in Israel." But the Pharisees said, "He casts out devils through the prince of the devils." And Yeshua went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad, as sheep having no shepherd. Then he says to his disciples, "The harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore pray to the master of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest."